Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we need them. We need those strategies, don't we?
Yeah. I think we need them.
Those strategies for living. You sound a little anxious over there.
I think I'm in fight or flight.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see what we can do about that, but hang on.
Okay.
Hey, all folks, right. Welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and even though she's a little bit anxious today, she is a psychotherapist, licensed professional counselor, What do we call you? PLPC, Provisional Licensed Professional Counselor.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You call me lots of things, so
I do.
I wasn't sure which one you were fishing there.
PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. There you go. I got it out finally. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us. And you know, Lauren, as you are tongue-in-cheek saying,
yes.
Sometimes we get anxious. We need a,
you know,
we need to reconnect. We need a reset, right?
I think it's way more often these days than sometimes. In fact, I wonder how many of us are actually stuck in the sympathetic nervous system state, this fight, flight, or freeze state. And we just don't even recognize it.
I think a lot of us are, Lauren. And I think that, you know, when you take a step back and you look at all of the health problems that we are plagued with,
yep.
I think you can trace
stress
a lot of it, mm-hmm. not all, but a lot of it. You can stress to exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And we need, you know, we need some solid answers. We need some solid strategies. Mm-hmm. To get reset if we need to.
Right. Because, I mean, that sympathetic response is meant to protect us. It is meant to help us.
Absolutely.
But it's not meant to be on 90% of the time.
No.
I think it is for a lot of us these days.
Absolutely. So we are going to talk about, you know, what do you do? What are the strategies when you need a reset,
mm-hmm.
when you need to reconnect. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Sometimes we all need a reset. Come on back with us, and we'll talk about it here on Strategies for Living.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Radio rehab every day. Chase those clouds. your spirits free, living life in harmony.
And welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, we're glad you're here. You know, as you said, Lauren, we are emotional beings, right? And
certainly.
Yeah. Some of us are better at controlling those emotions. Emotions, combination of feelings and thoughts that make an emotion. Energy in motion is the way I like to think about it.
Right.
And there are times that we try, but we just really can't control an emotion. You know, anger or fear or fill in the blank of whatever you want to fill in there. But if you can't control an emotion, then you need to be able to channel it.
Right, yeah, at least write it out and allow yourself to allow it to move through you.
Right.
And I think when you start talking about, you know, you feel like you can't control an emotion, where that's really coming from a lot of the time is that is your body's natural alarm system, you might call it.
Yeah.
Right? That's when we're talking about the sympathetic nervous system.
And you mentioned, we all know, most of us know fight, flight, or freeze.
Right. Yeah, and there's also a fourth that people have proposed recently called fawn.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just sort of that people pleasing, I'll do whatever you say response.
Kind of like,
and it's sort of
kind of like a dog rolling over on its
yes,
back.
Exactly.
You know, it's play. You know, saying, okay, I'm no contest for you.
Right.
You know.
Yes. Giving into the dominance.
Yeah. 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 But
playing,
you know,
submissive.
What we're
will.
Really talking about here is emotional regulation. It's it's our ability. It's our ability to recognize and to manage and to respond appropriately to emotional experiences that we have in our lives in a healthy and constructive way.
Right.
If we're not doing that, then emotions are controlling us. We're not controlling the emotions.
And before we get too far, I want to clear up, because I think a lot of people misinterpret the idea of emotional or nervous system regulation, that what that means is calm, and it really doesn't at all. Emotional or nervous system regulation both just mean that, you know, you have some nice almost crowd management is the way I would think of it, right? You have a nice direction of flow, and it doesn't mean you're always calm, but it means that you are able to express and allow the energy through your body in a healthy and appropriate way that doesn't hurt you or anybody else involved.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Because sometimes it's healthy and appropriate to express anger. Actually, a lot of times, because it's important to hold boundaries and to protect yourself in certain instances.
Yep.
So that's not always going to appear as calm, but it is a form of nervous system and emotional regulation by being able to channel that anger in a healthy way rather than, say, exploding it all over someone else in a could-be violent manner, right?
We recently went and heard son Jonathan, who is an airline captain, airline pilot,
yes,
talk about, you know, he said laughingly that, you know, people probably don't want to know all of what pilots and co-pilots face.
Yeah, or encounter even
on a daily. Encounter on a daily basis.
Right.
But the point that he made very well, I thought, was that because of extensive training that airline pilots go through, the idea is that they're prepared for just about to meet anything that might happen.
Yeah,
because they've had to be they've trained extensively in a flight simulator.
Right.
And so just about anything that you can imagine is thrown at them. And so when they're in the real thing, I mean, the 100 or so people that are on the plane that are absolutely, you know, relying on those, you know, those two or three people in the cockpit to get you from point A to point B safely, then it's imperative that, you know, that there remain, okay, this is happening, and acceptance. Here's the response.
Yeah, what we can do.
Here's what we're going to do.
And I love that example for multiple reasons, because in some way, aren't we all a pilot of our own plane?
Absolutely.
And how effective, you know, could it be if we all engaged in some sort of preparatory, simulatory practices?
Wouldn't that be wonderful if we all you know, got into the simulator and... And we're able to have that kind of training.
But listen, we can. We can do that in an emotional
if we choose.
And nervous system way.
Sure.
And I think some of the tools that we're going to talk about today, I would encourage us to use, especially not only in times of distress, but in times of just calm every day, to simulate so that you can practice and have these tools in your back pocket.
Absolutely.
And when they're needed.
And Lauren, sometimes, again, the point that you made earlier is sometimes we get so accustomed
yes.
to the chaos and the chaotic life that we lead today that we don't even know that we're stuck in fight, flight, freeze, or fawn.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so by doing some of what we're talking about, going to be talking about today, and people are saying, okay, guys, when are you going to talk about it? Okay, we're getting to it.
We like a long tease.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's important
to lay the groundwork
to understand, you know, what we're talking about today. But I also think it's important, the point that you just made, I'm going to underscore an asterisk because you might, by doing some of these exercises that we're going to talk about today, you might find that to your surprise and chagrin, perhaps,
yes,
you're dysregulated and you didn't even know it. We don't even know it because we're in an environment, and most of us just kind of do like you were talking about. We roll over on our backs and you know, show our tummies. So we go along to get along, right?
Yep.
And
I just got to do this.
I just got to do this.
I don't see that I have any other choice.
And we don't see we've got another choice.
Right.
And
I'm telling you, that's fight or flight speaking if you've got that on board.
Right. and we might be surprised at how many of us, you know, are doing that.
And in a constant state. And, you know, sometimes people get so familiar with it. When you do begin these regulatory practices, it actually feels, so I've heard some people say boring, you know, because we've so associated the drama and the excitement of an overstimulated nervous system with everyday life and with excitement. And it's really not a healthy thing for us to be in.
No. So in a sense today, we're going to kind of give a cheat sheet. Are you going to be able to put this up on, you know, our podcast site where people can access the
I'm not sure, but I will do my best. It will definitely be up on our Facebook and our Instagram.
Okay.
And if I can figure out a way to put it on the podcast, I certainly will.
All right. At the very least, you can point people at the podcast.
Yes, I will put a link to the post.
Because this would be wonderful for people to print out. It's just a one-page sheet.
I think so, too.
And it would be wonderful for people to print out this regulation beginner cheat sheet, if you will. Because what we're going to be talking about today are, what do you do when you're anxious? What are some strategies, strategies that you can use, and they will work over and over and over to reset the system that is you and I. And so we're going to talk about some to use when you're anxious or jittery. You're in over, you're just overwhelmed by thought I can't tell you how many people through the years have, you know, come in and said, I don't know what to do with this thinking thing mine.
Or you
can't stop it.
Right, and you lay down, or you lay down at night and it just doesn't.
I can't stop my thinking to go to sleep. Okay, so we don't label it, and I don't want you to label it now, but that's a, you know, just know that that's anxiety.
Yeah.
That's a form of anxiety.
And it's a signal that your your sympathetic nervous system is activated.
Right. So the goal is I want to ground myself and I want to slow down. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, and what we're going to be talking about is, you know, there's times when you are free in freeze or fawn.
Right.
So you're numb. You don't feel connected. You feel disconnected.
Yeah.
You feel shut down. And at those times, you need to activate. You need to come back into this marvelous, miraculous body, which gives us the tool in order to, it holds our consciousness, right?
Absolutely.
And so the goal, whether the goal is to ground and slow down or to activate and come back into your body, well, the little one-page cheat sheet, if you will, that we're going to talk from today, which we'll make available to you, you know, through the website or through the Facebook page and Instagram page, all of that stuff. This can be a wonderful way to, you know, to practice staying emotionally regulated. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot through the years. It's not just about high IQ. It's about EQ too. So it's our emotional quotient and being able to regulate and control our emotional self. Talking about that today here on Strategies. Sometimes we all need a reset. We'll be back with much more. Stay with us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies.
strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab strategies.
Oh, we got some strategies for you today. Yeah, we do. Right here on Strategies for Living. Lauren, Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Sometimes, you know, we just need a reset. We need to regulate and reset the old nervous system. Mm-hmm. We need to reconnect.
Right, so we can reconnect with ourselves.
Absolutely.
I think that's something that's often what happens, especially if we're in that state for long periods of time, which is not its intended use.
Right.
What can often happen is we feel very, very disconnected from self and from each other.
So let's start by talking about some things to do when we're anxious, when we're jittery, or we find ourselves just absolutely flooded by thinking, we're overthinking things. And because that's all of that is fight or flight.
Absolutely.
That is a sign
if you're,
you're in fight or flight. So the goal is to get ourselves grounded, mm-hmm. and slow down. Again, all of this is body stuff.
Yes, very.
Because smart. The body is what contains our conscious self, our spiritual self, our soul, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. That's the real you.
Right.
That's who
the
you are.
The real you is expressing itself through the body in this physical landscape that we're in now.
Right. So it's extremely important for that consciousness, for that soul, that spirit, that real you to know how to regulate. I mean, if you had a radio, but you didn't know how to regulate it, and it was always turned up at, imagine, there's a radio in the house, and you don't know how to turn it off. And it's stuck on high volume, 24/7, 365. What would you have a tendency to think about doing?
Well, I'm going to throw that radio out the window.
Exactly. and it's a good radio. Why would you do that?
Right.
You know, and I could plug in anything there, right?
Sure.
I'm picking on radio because we're radio. but I mean, you could put anything there. Our body's the same way. Our body's the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to know how, in the radio's case, you got to know how to take that little knob and dial the volume down.
Right.
If you didn't know how to do that, you would get to the point where you'd want to throw that dadgum thing out.
This hardware is useless, it may appear.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've talked about all of these at one point or another before, but I don't know that we've talked about them together like we're going to do today. Mm-hmm. So if you're anxious and you're jittery or you're overthinking and you want to ground yourself and slow down, one of the things to do is called box breathing.
Yes.
We have our breath. It's always with us. So describe, Lauren, what box breathing is.
So in box breathing, you're going to imagine what it says, a box or a square, right? And so for each side of the square, you're going to have the same number of counts. And so you're going to breathe in, inhale for four. And you can even, if it helps, you can trace your finger along an imaginary box.
Uh-huh.
So you inhale for four as you trace up one side. And then as you go across, you're going to hold for four.
Uh-huh.
Four counts, and then as you go down the next side, you're going to exhale for four,
uh-huh.
and then as you go across again, you hold for four again.
Now, this may seem, you may be listening to this, and if you're not familiar with box breathing, you might listen to this and say, well, that's just too simple. But folks, let me challenge all of us to repeat box breathing.
Yep.
Three to five times,
mm-hmm.
and experience the change in your nervous system.
It starts a whole cascade of physiological changes.
It truly does, and it's always available to us.
And, you know, if something I always remind people of is that we often think of our heart rate as some steady, constant thing.
Right.
And it's not at all. It's actually rapidly changing between breaths.
Mm-hmm.
And so for each inhale, we're slightly increasing the heart rate.
Right.
And each time we exhale, we're slightly decreasing the heart rate.
Right.
And so when you do these breathing exercises, if you can especially somehow elongate the exhale, or in the technique of box breathing, what you're doing is actually holding your breath, pausing the breath, which does a similar thing, then that's going to lower the heart rate, which is what you want to do if you're in sympathetic response, which
Absolutely.
Is going to raise that heart rate.
So that's box breathing. Inhale 4, hold 4, exhale 4, hold 4, and then repeat that yeah. entire process 3 to 5 times. It's called box breathing because all of us can image a box very easily.
Yes, and this is something you can easily teach to children.
Absolutely.
And
very really
effective.
And really, I mean, you know, by the time a child is able to understand language well, 3, 4, it's appropriate to teach them box breathing.
One of my favorites is, you know, I've had a client who has a really young child who doesn't even, he's learning the numbers, still hasn't counted yet. So I asked, you know, well, do they like to blow bubbles?
Mm.
Yes, of course. You know, that's one of their favorite things
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, one of the great breathing techniques that you can teach even before they know how to count is to have them imagine blowing bubbles, because that's going to naturally produce a longer exhale.
Right.
And help with the...
And it'll mimic this box
right.
breathing thing.
Exactly.
Okay, another thing is 5-4-3-2-1 grounding.
Yes.
All right, so you've talked about this one before.
Yeah, it's a very simple... sometimes you call it your hand grounding.
Yeah,
it's,
think of your hand. You five, then, you know, how you... Put your fingers down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right?
Right. And so the whole purpose of this technique is to literally ground you into the present moment. And one of the most effective ways to do that is through the senses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 refers to you're going to find 5 things that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can see a lamp. I can see the chair. I can see out the window, whatever you can see.
Right.
4 things that you can hear.
Okay.
3 things that you can touch.
Mm-hmm.
2 things that you can smell.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 thing that you can taste.
Wonderful.
Because, you know, because even no matter where you are, at the very least, you can taste whatever it was that you last had in your mouth.
Or go to the extreme. I mean, I'm going to do this right now, and I'll apologize before I do it
okay.
for anybody listening.
Yeah.
But, you know, okay, well, we can all, you know, some of us say, oh, I don't have an imagination. Okay, imagine biting into a lemon.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then uh-huh. you know, I can see what's happening right now through the radio. So
yes.
just for some people.
And do you know why that is actually so effective?
Why?
Because it stimulates the salivary glands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which tells your body that you're eating or about to eat something.
Yep.
And that's going to be an automatic shift into your parasympathetic nervous system, which is colloquially called your rest and digest.
Mm.
So as you shift your body into, oh, I need to digest, that's going to hopefully naturally bring you back into parasympathetic. It's going to be a good entryway into that.
There you go. So 5-4-3-2-1 grounding. 5 things you see,
mm-hmm.
4 things you hear, 3 things you can touch, mm-hmm. 2 things you smell, and 1 thing you taste.
Yes.
All right. Now, the next one is cold splash.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, when you're anxious or jittery, this may sound weird to some people.
Yep.
But cold splash. Rinse your face or your wrist with cold water, as mm-hmm. cold as you can find.
Yep.
And it'll regulate your vagus nerve. Okay?
Yep.
So, rinse your face or your wrist with cold water. I mean, even when we're anxious, most of us, no matter where we are, have the ability to run to the bathroom. And in most bathrooms, there's a sink mm-hmm. where you can access water. And sometimes the water is a little colder than others, depending on the area. But just as cool as you can get it, rinse your face or your wrist with cold water to regulate your vagus nerve. So mm-hmm. your face or your wrist or both. will work. So cold splash is another thing to do to ground and slow down. And that might seem counterintuitive, but it works.
Yes. Yeah.
And then another thing to do is shake it out. You know, if you go to the duck pond and you watch the ducks.
Yes.
You'll see the ducks get in. You don't have to watch long before you see, you know, people are throwing stuff out to the ducks. And so a couple of them are going to start fighting over something, right?
Yeah.
Because they both want that piece that's thrown out.
Right.
And they'll go at it for a minute. And then what do you see them do? The one that loses,
yeah,
you know,
shakes
it off.
Yeah.
And you don't see them hold grudges or anything.
No,
they shake it off. So they, you know, you can do the same. We can do the same thing. Stand up and shake your arms, shake your legs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're shaking off. Think of it as shaking off stress.
Yeah. And I mean, we know that dogs do this too.
Absolutely.
This is the way that dogs actually regulate their nervous system. And, you know, I
ran over poor Pocket's tail last evening unintentionally. He was behind me, and I backed up in the chair in the home office, and I heard the screech, and then I heard your scream, and of course after I picked up Pocket and made sure he was okay, I ran over his tail.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I put him down, he immediately shook. He shook it off. And
right.
then that was done.
Right.
He was done with it.
He was done.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do that? And, you know, here's the deal. We can.
We can.
Turns out we can.
Play sometimes, the Taylor Swift song if you need it. Shake it off.
Sometimes we all need a reset. We need to regulate and reset the nervous system, kind of plug back in and reconnect. That's what we're talking about today. Here on Strategies for Living. We've got one more to kind of cheat our anxiety, and then we're going to talk about when you're numb and disconnected, give you some cheats there. Here on Strategies for Living. Stay right where you are.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family. Passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Sometimes we all need it. Sometimes we need that reset. We need to regulate and reset our nervous system. We're kind of given a cheat sheet today, if you will, here on Strategies for Living to wait up to reconnect, if you will, when we need to do that. It's very important. So we were talking about when you're anxious and jittery, or you're overthinking, and you need to ground and slow down. You can do the box breathing, 5-4-3-2-1 grounding. You can cold splash. You can shake it out. You can also self-hold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that just includes, you know, if you can, like, the old-fashioned, give yourself a hug, wrap your arms.
Yeah, just cross your arms.
And actually, that does a couple of things, right? Because it engages your touch and your sense of safety.
Yep.
But you're also crossing your arms, which we know can help to engage whole brain thinking.
Absolutely.
As opposed to the lateralization that happens when we enter sympathetic nervous states.
Absolutely. Okay.
And let me just add one more little sprinkle to that.
Okay.
Because while you're crossed your arms, if you can incorporate some taps on either side, I've got my arms crossed and I am slowly tapping with my hands either side of my body.
Right.
That can be a double duty for you there.
I like it. All right. So now the other end of the spectrum. So right. when you feel disconnected, or you're numb, or you're shut down, that's an indicator that you're in not fight or flight, but now you're in freeze or fawn.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if anxiety is like slamming on the gas pedal,
right.
Freeze is like slamming on the brakes so hard, everything shuts off.
So what needs to happen is you need to activate
right.
and come back into your body. So one of the first things we'll talk about is just using your hands, using your fingers. It's finger taps. Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to just tap your thumb to each finger. Okay.
Yeah.
Thumb to first finger, third finger, fourth finger, pinky. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tap.
I'm using my same hand here.
Yeah. And as I tap each finger, I'm going to repeat, I'm safe. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm safe. I'm here. I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm here. I'm okay. I'm here. I'm okay.
And really pay attention to that feeling, the sensation of each finger
yep.
on each finger, because yep. you want to kind of ground yourself into that.
Yep. And yeah. and you'll find yourself activating, reactivating, coming back into your body from the disconnect, from the shutdown, from the freeze or fawn, if you will.
Okay.
As simple as finger tapping. Yeah, one of the things you can do, and much to the chagrin of people around you, perhaps, is you can hum or you can sing. If you hum mm-hmm. or sing,
yep.
and even if you hum or sing to yourself,
yep.
okay, it activates the vagus nerve and it brings you back.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
So, best if you can either hum or sing out. That's not always possible, but what we know from brain imaging
yeah.
is if we just get into the imagination, it's going to light up the brain.
That's true.
Okay, so best to actually hum or sing,
yes.
but if you can't, just imagine yourself humming your favorite song
yep.
or singing your favorite song. Mm-hmm. You know, you like to put Pocket in the car, roll down both windows, and play Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, that's his song.
that's his song, yeah. So, I mean, pick a song like that. I mean, most of us know
our favorite. What's your favorite song?
Yeah, yeah. So if it's Sweet Caroline, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could blurt it out, you could hum it out, or you can imagine it yourself, you know, blurting it out. And that's going to bring you back. That'll activate the vagus nerve.
It's bringing you back.
It'll bring you back. Another thing we can do is jumping jacks or dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can move. Just get moving to wake your system up.
Yes.
You know, and jumping jacks are great because we all know how to do jumping jacks. I don't have to explain that. But you know, just again, just start dancing around.
Yeah,
if you've got music, that's wonderful. But if you don't have music, again, use your imagination. Imagine you're hearing your favorite song and just start doing the moves,
and,
you know?
And allow yourself, allow your body to move in a way that just is intuitive, that it needs to move. Sometimes, you know, because we know our body keeps the score and holds trauma in specific areas of the body. So if you can allow yourself that intuitive movement,
yep,
often it'll know, you'll notice, oh, I really want to move my hips,
yep,
because maybe you've got some trauma stored there that needs to be released.
That's a great book, by the way, The Body Keeps the Score.
Right.
I mean, for anybody that wants a little reading that'll be helpful, that's a great self-help book.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing you can do is just get outside. Get out in the sunlight,
yes,
and do movement. Step outside and go for a walk, even if it's 3 minutes. Even if it's 3 minutes.
Just go down the block and back.
That'll make a difference. Yeah.
Big time.
Absolutely. Another thing we can do is name it.
Mm.
What do I mean? Name what you feel. So right now I feel, fill in the blank, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right now I feel. And if you name it, once you name it, automatically,
mm-hmm,
your mind begins to understand that, okay, I have a certain control over this.
Well, especially
I have an ability.
Especially if you name it in such a non-identifying way. For instance, you know, I would discourage you from saying, I am sad,
mm-hmm,
and encourage you to say something, I feel sad,
right,
or I am experiencing sadness.
Right now, I feel. That's
right.
Not making it you.
Right.
It's just saying, right now, I feel. The very nature of feelings is they change.
They change.
They're dynamic.
And they pass through you.
Yep.
You know, so don't mistake the clouds for the sky, so
right,
to speak.
All right. So all of those are things you can do when you're numb and you need to activate and come back into the body. The finger taps, humming or singing, either jumping jacks or dancing, sunlight and movement, and name what you feel.
Yeah.
Now, an anytime reset tool,
okay,
is,
yep,
okay, so this is doesn't matter what's going on, an anytime reset tool,
mm-hmm,
is take your hands,
put on the heart.
One hand or both,
yeah,
hands, you know, or put one hand on the heart and one hand on the belly.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
And then deep breathe, mm-hmm, with that one hand on the heart, one hand on the belly.
And
just
if,
breathe.
Yeah, and if you want to add to that exercise, you know, really imagine yourself breathing through the heart. And then let yourself breathe in love and peace and breathe out anything that's associated with fear or anxiety or the negativity that you're feeling.
Sounds pretty good to me, because sometimes we all need to reset, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yep. We need to regulate. We need to reset that old nervous system
and
reconnect.
Yep,
yeah, there you go. Talking about it today, right here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star.
Mm-hmm.
You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking today about resetting, regulating, re-regulating the nervous system, because sometimes we all need a reset. We all need to reconnect. And talking about, you know, whether you're anxious and you're jittery or you're overthinking, that means you're in fight or flight. You just need to ground and slow down. Or the other end of the spectrum, you're numb, you're disconnected, you're shut down, and you need to activate and come back. Lauren, what's your takeaway from our discussion here today?
I want to bring some universality to it. You know, that in today's day and age, it is not uncommon to be or feel dysregulated or in fight, flight, or freeze and fawn more often than not.
Right.
And I also want to emphasize that we're not broken because of it.
No.
Our bodies are very intelligent, very wise creations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so all they need is a little support. And we
kind of need our handbook.
Yeah. What we need to tune in and recognize when we are in these states and help support it through and guide it back to center.
There you go.
To remind it who or really what's in control, right?
The kingdom is within,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Always. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty doggone good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.